Welcome to Women Winning Divorce, the podcast helping successful women navigate divorce with dignity so you can protect yourself, your children, and your assets. I'm Heather Quick, founding attorney at Florida Women's Law Group, where women win at life. Hello, I'm Heather Quick with the Women Winning Divorce Podcast. Today we are discussing a lighter but very relevant topic from the world of entertainment reality star Olivia Attwood's humorous response to recent divorce rumors surrounding her marriage to footballer Bradley Dack. Olivia recently addressed ongoing speculation about her marriage, following what she described as a difficult 6 months. So how can public figures use humor or controlled messaging to manage personal narratives in the media? It's important, and I imagine a lot of it has to do with trying to diffuse the rumor because you don't want to give it too much weight, but you're also trying to maybe diffuse the story. So humor can be a really good way to do it. Anger, that just spurns people on. I think that is a wise way to do it. During a family dinner, Olivia posted social media clips poking fun at the rumors, trying to signal stability and self-awareness rather than denial. And that can be really important when you are trying to address gossip and, you know, manage your reputation. So it makes sense. She's trying to, you know, provide authenticity there. She's been candid about the pressures of public life and how social media amplifies minor changes in relationships. And I think that's important. You know, how do women in the public eye set boundaries between personal privacy and public perception? I think it is a constant battle, and you've got to really be attentive to it. Because, right, people say, oh, no press is bad press. And, you know, you get, you know, you're being mentioned, people are talking about you. The worst thing, you know, as a celebrity is when they're not talking about you. But I don't know necessarily. And women, they get treated differently in the media. So I think they have to do a little bit more, because all of a sudden you can be hated in the social media, in the public eye, and then you're done. Men get a lot more grace. Let's be honest about it. But Olivia's marriage remains intact, and her response demonstrates resilience through transparency and humor. And I think that's really important, you know, for everyday couples to learn how to handle the public or scrutiny or social scrutiny about their relationship. One, it's no one else's business. And two, people just, you know, they want to make stuff up and they always wonder, right? So I guess you can think, hey, well, I guess they're concerned about us or thinking about us. So, you know, handle it maybe with a little grace and humor, or, you know, just move on and ignore it, I think are really good ways to do it. I hope this has been an interesting perspective on how modern couples, celebrity or not, navigate rumors and reputation in the age of social media. For more on communication and relationship resilience, go back and listen to episode 138, How to Manage Public Perception During Divorce. Thank you for listening. Listeners, if you or someone you know in the Northeast Florida area is going through or even thinking about divorce, you're not alone. Taking that first step can feel overwhelming, but it doesn't have to be. Our newsletter is filled with actionable advice tailored to guide you through this process. By signing up, you'll gain the tools to face the unknown with courage and see if we're the right fit to support you during this life-changing time. Don't wait. Click the link in the show notes, fill out the form, and take the first step toward building a brighter future today.